rate increase. Rita Foley says you can take some steps to try to keep your bill cheaper.
What can you do? Experts say your cable company may discount your bill if they know you're seriously unhappy and searching for alternatives. But be careful of cord cutting. You may wind up paying more for online services to replace TV.
Over the past decade, prices for TV service have risen almost twice as fast as inflation. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day.
All right, welcome to the Being Found Show. I am your co-host, Chauncey Hallworth, and we are waiting for our main host, Joe, the boss man. You know, it's been an interesting beginning of a year for the small business. Joe, we got you there? Joe? Well, it's been an interesting year for the small business, you know, last year. And I always think it's interesting how at the New Year's Day, everybody thinks we get a clean slate, we get a fresh start, as though everybody's going to forget our trespasses of last year. But this is the first year for me in years that I have decided to do New Year's resolutions. We covered that a little bit on the last shows. And so far, so good. You know, you just have to remind yourself daily to follow through on them. So I've been involving myself in my social media a little better. You know, we always have things automated, things happening, but I'm trying to personalize it a little bit more.
Exciting start to a show here, huh, this morning, Chauncey?
Oh, well, yeah. Thanks for interrupting.
Yeah, sorry.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
Yeah, good morning. So did you let the audience know we had some excitement getting started with the show this morning?
Nah, just cut to it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Right. Our excitement was technical difficulties, but mechanical difficulties. I don't think it's a technical, it's a mechanical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The show must go on.
Right. What are you going to do?
All right, so you are listening to the Being Found Show. Check us out. Hey, we even worked really hard to be found on the show right now. So check us out at beingfound.com. Chauncey, I came in like halfway through your conversation there. I was actually going to ask you about New Year's and what businesses should be thinking about this year. That was going to be the first part of the show.
Oh, well, that's good, because that's what I was talking about.
So you read my mind?
Reading your mind.
No, get out of there, please. You don't want to know.
Yeah, it's like the cell. It's the cell in there. go ahead.
You know, so... Well, and that's what this show, there's a lot of what's changed over the last even few months, what kind of things Google has figured out people are doing. And before we got into all that, I wanted to kind of think about what we think businesses should be doing in this new year. What trends did we see coming? For instance, like social media. That's a great example. Although it's getting harder and harder to be found on Facebook without paying for ads, which is interesting because you see so many businesses trying to post regular things to their Facebook feed, but a lot of it's not even being found anymore.
Well,
so it's really interesting.
I have a friend who has a restaurant here in town, and he was asking me a little bit about marketing and stuff like that. And the advice that I told him was like, Facebook is really trying to compete with Google. And so even $20 a month to boost your ads on Facebook will go quite a long way compared to 20 bucks on Google will get you nowhere. You know, 20 bucks on Facebook to boost your ads to, you know, so they're a restaurant that really serves people during work. So you can pick a very finite area. You can pick people who obviously make enough money to have jobs, and for a very small amount of money, he can really hit that market.
Yeah, that's true. I think Facebook ads scare people away a little bit because it can seem complicated, and frankly, it is a little frustrating and complicated to work with it. But it is inexpensive. You're nailing it. $20 goes a long way on Facebook.
Yeah.
I manage several Facebook ads, and I am surprised how much traffic I can drive for, you know, $50 or $100. That could be a whole campaign, might be $100. And what's neat is you can really tune in the audience. I think you can do a better job of tuning in the audience and who sees your ads better with Facebook than you can with Google at this point.
I agree.
So we're saying Facebook ads is something to think about in the new year for local businesses. Is that one of the things we're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that especially if you have some sort of fun, if there's something fun about what you do. So like in the case of my buddy John, it's a restaurant. So advertising on Facebook is especially effective if it's something that people will find fun, because a lot of the time when they're on there, they're social, they're involved and stuff like that. And that's not to say that it's not going to be effective in other areas, but definitely if you have a restaurant, get in there.
That's so depressing, because there is nothing fun about what we do.
No.
So
I mean, I think it's fun, but it's like nerdy fun, because anytime I tell anybody about it, they start to gloss over.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about the ABCs. If there was three things that if businesses were thinking about this year, I think it would change their whole profile. And I call it the ABC. You helped me coin the first part of that, the A part. And I'm not, yeah, anyways, leave that joke somewhere else. And that's to be available. So here's what they are, the ABCs. It's to be available. We'll go over that here in a second. It's to be found. And then it's to cultivate or amplify what's working. So if businesses just were available, if this year they thought about, okay, where are people looking for me and am I there? Am I in Google My Business? Can my products and services be found on Google? Am I available on Facebook, Pinterest? Don't have to be everywhere, just where your customers are. And are you being available? Are you being found? That means, are you doing the things in that platform, say Google or Facebook, that allows you to be found once you're available? So being available is making sure your products can be seen, making sure you've signed up, filled out the information, all that kind of stuff. Being found is making sure you're following all the rules, doing all the right things. And then cultivating is when you take it to the next step and you start putting some money into amplifying and advertising. That's where you start looking at what did your customers like and dislike about what they found, and you start making those changes. So if this year, if our audience just worried about the ABCs, I think it could completely change everything for them.
You know what people probably could really use? They probably find that first one a little bit daunting, being available. And so what people could probably really use is not a tutorial on how to set up those accounts, because those are always easy. The places tell you, set it up, it's easy. But it's how to set up your notifications. It's like have some sort of tutorial. So, okay, now I'm everywhere. And now I'm not getting blasted with a bunch of worthless emails, but I am getting contact emails. I'm available, and I'm listening.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. We could talk about the other A word that you define, but I think we'll leave that one out.
Ascot?
Yeah.
Like Fred from Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, I bet Jared almost went for the button. There's a red button here that I'm sure one way or another will get pushed, and Carl's probably going to come running into the station, slamming the door and throwing us out.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about in this show is some of those things that make that up. So we're going to talk about Shopify and what is that. We're going to talk about some observations Google's made over this last year that are fascinating, and they just go further and further to show us that the world's changed. And we're going to make sense of all that. So you're listening to the Being Found Show, and you can check us out at beingfound.com. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them. I personally am driving a brand new 2018 Kia Niro, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017, and I am impressed. My gas mileage is crazy good. It has an EPA-rated 51 miles per gallon city. Redding Kia has 36 Niros in stock and on the way, and all come with a complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Buy or lease a new Kia from Redding Kia, and you'll never pay for an oil change for as long as you own your car. That saves a lot of money. And have you seen the new 2018 Kia Stinger GT? It packs 365 horsepower with the available twin-turbo six-cylinder. The performance is mind-blowing. No wonder Stinger is a finalist for the North American Car of the Year. This is the car everyone's talking about, so see the Stinger today at Redding Kia and be ready to drive it home. Great cars, big savings, America's best new car warranty. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
There'll be days like this, when there's no one complaining. There'll be days like this, when everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch.
There you go. That's the description of how this morning started.
Is it raining there?
No, but it's cold. Oh. Oh, and yeah, it's funny.
You're part of the snow cyclone or whatever is going on over there?
Yeah, the cyclone boom or whatever the name this thing got. we are, but, you know, we don't have any of the snow and any of that stuff because we're further east. But I forgot what 3 degrees feels like.
I never do.
Yeah, it's cold. It's really cold. And my wife keeps reminding me that I said over and over again that the weather here is just like in Redding. And she says she doesn't remember when Redding was 3 degrees. So apparently I'm a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so you're listening to the Being Found show. And you can check us out at beingfound.com or you can check us out on our Facebook page. I did want to update the community on what's going on with Project Hometown, Chauncey.
All right, let's hear it. I'll be the community.
You'll be the community. Yeah. That thing's moving along. So again, Project Hometown is this idea or this mission that we can get all of businesses in Shasta County selling their products or services online the way people want to buy. That means that they're going to have e-commerce stores set up or they're going to have service pages set up the way customers expect to see their stuff. Imagine, and this all started when I was asked, what can a business do to fight against Amazon stealing their business? And my answer was, I'm not so sure that any one business could fight Amazon. You know, you certainly could get your products in Amazon, and there are things you can do. But a whole community could fight back Amazon. If all of our businesses in our community tapped into the e-commerce economy and had their products and services the way customers want to buy, then we would not only would we keep revenue here in our community, but we'd probably start drawing it in from outside. For instance, we all know that we want to see if something's in stock. There's a lot of times I buy something on Amazon just because I could find it and I knew it was in stock. I knew it would be there in 3 days. But if I happened to look online and I found out that the local store down the street had it in stock, I might go pick it up. And think to yourself, how many of us businesses think about making sure our inventory is accessible or available for our customers to see? I don't know that I've ever ran into a local business and said, yep, I really want to make sure that if I've got products in stock, people can find it and they know I've got it in stock. I don't even know if we even think that way. And yet there is the most effective e-commerce store in the world, Amazon, thinking about that every day. And that's why people are buying it. I think 53% of millennials say they've ordered stuff online from bed now. They don't even get out of bed to order stuff, right? So that's what Project Hometown is. It's this idea to get your products and services online the way people want to buy.
I like how they don't even get out of bed, you know.
They don't. 53% don't even get out of bed to shop online, right?
Yeah.
So think about it. I mean, this trend, it's way past the tipping point. You know, it's not an option anymore for local businesses to ignore the e-commerce economy. It's just not an option. So what ended up happening is, Reading Chamber of Commerce, the EDC and, Smart Center and some other local, companies we all thought about this and decided that what if we could set up a way to help businesses get their products online and what we came up with was a way to do it and help the local youth learn these skills. So we have here's what's going on. We've got CloudWise Academy, Reading Chamber of Commerce, Shasta EDC, NorTech, Shasta Union High School District, Pacific Sky, the Smart Center, Enterprise High School, Progetta, Marketing, AdForce Local, 8 Marketing, Optimize Worldwide, Vision Interface, and Shasta.com. All those organizations have agreed to work within the Project Hometown guidelines that actually is a committee we all kind of came up with. And that idea is that we're going to make it really inexpensive and simple for businesses to take the first step, that being available step that we talked about earlier, that step of making sure your products are online and you're in the right places and you're in Google AdWords and all that kind of stuff. So what we've done is all these organizations and more, it seems to grow all the time. We now are, and again, we're a week or so away from the official launch of this. I just want to update everybody. So what we've all agreed to do is for either $500 or $750, we'll get you that first step. We'll get your business online the way it's supposed to be, whether it's an e-commerce store or service pages. But the really cool thing is that money goes two places. One, it goes to the partner to help pay for it. And by the way, it would normally cost thousands of dollars to do this. These companies are doing it for next to nothing. But the other half of the money goes to students. So the reason you hear about the schools involved in this is we're training high school students to do these things, to understand this kind of work and learn these skills. And their experience and their project is by working on our local companies' websites and e-commerce sites and getting those projects launched. So a certain portion goes to the business that's mentoring that high school student. A certain amount of money goes to the high school student, and really, ultimately, our community and the local businesses win because their goal is to get you online the way your customers want to buy. So over the last, few weeks, we've put this together, and we've come up with this list of who's involved. And I'll be in town in the last 2 weeks of January, and we're going to talk about launching this and making it available to start working on these projects for local businesses. Here's the goal. I only plan for this to be like 2 minutes of this segment. Sorry if I've gone the whole segment almost. Here's the goal. There's around 17,000 registered businesses in Shasta County. The goal is to get all 17,000 online the way their customers want to buy. So far, I can find maybe 1,000 and maybe 1,500. That's about all I can find of websites from our local businesses that are online. That means there's somewhere around 16,000 businesses that aren't online. But of that 1,500, I can find hardly any.
How is that even possible to have a business that's not online now at this point?
Yeah.
I guess word of mouth, that's all word of mouth.
It's word of mouth. And again, there's still, you know, the trends are still not everybody buys online, right? And so it's one of those things where...
It's the grandma economy.
It's, well, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where it's not completely done killing how people buy, but it's there. That's why I kind of feel like I'm screaming into the sky and no one can hear me because, you know, I'm looking at a crocodile that's swimming really fast towards a bunch of swimmers.
Mm.
And since the swimmers don't see it, they're not panicking, but I am. I'm watching these trends. I'm watching how fast buyers are changing what they do. And I'm watching this millennial generation and the generation after them who shop completely different than any of us know. It's completely different. It's almost unrecognizable. And they're coming into power. There's a lot of them, and they're coming of age. And, you know, the local company who's used to my Yellow Page ad works and, you know, my TV ads work without social media and without Google.
Yeah.
The ones that are used to that and have done business that way for the last 20 years or 30 or whatever it is, they just had the crocodile didn't get there yet. That's all it is.
Well, let me throw this in for some of these businesses. Millennials are taking over. They're shopping the way that they want to shop. And regardless of how you feel about it, socially, politically, all these things, it's happening. So for those of you who are listening and scoffing, saying those darn kids and their skateboards in some grovelly old man voice, it's happening no matter what, and they have money, and you have a business, and if they want to be that way, well, fine, but you still want their money. So put aside any sort of grumblies that you got, and remember, the bottom line is, that's where the money's going to be coming from in the future, and if you want to take care of your family, get on board.
Yeah, and I want to warn people, because I was actually asked this question. I was asked something like, well, why is my business struggling? I spent $1 million, I'm not making that number up, $1 million on my e-commerce platform. And I said, well...
It's because you spent $1 million on your e-commerce platform.
Yeah, well, besides that. But... It's like buying a car. I don't want to be too cheesy here in my analogy, but if my wife and I say we need a car because we need to take the kids to school, and then I show up with a 2-seat Corvette, mm-hmm. I bought the wrong car.
Absolutely.
You know, I did the wrong things. And so, yeah, unfortunately, it's not as simple anymore as saying, well, I got a website. Well, I got an e-commerce site. Well, I'm on Google. You know, I did Facebook. No. It would be like buying the wrong car and coming home, you know, and now you're taking 5 trips to get the kids to school and you're paying a whole lot of insurance you shouldn't have. Well, there, it's that infinite in choices for reaching your customers online when they want to find you.
Yeah, one thing you said there is a prime example. You said, well, I did Facebook. Facebook isn't what you did. It's what you do. You know, there is no did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And I hear that all the time. Well, I tried it. Oh, tough luck. Try again.
Yeah. You don't try. You do. It's like it has to continue. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, that's what this show is about, is trying to narrow down. You don't have to do it all, but you do have to follow the ABCs. You got to be available where your customers are. If your customers are on YouTube, which we're going to talk about in a second, if they're on YouTube, if YouTube is influencing how they buy, guess what? You got to be on YouTube, right? If they're searching or if Facebook is influencing your customer base, you gotta be there. It would be like 10 years ago not being in the newspaper or Yellow Pages or wherever people were looking And so you got to narrow these things down, though. Okay, so we're coming up to the last minute of this segment, but we will be right back after the break.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The new year is upon us, and it provides us all opportunities for a new beginning. Whether you are a Christian who, for whatever reason, is not currently attending a church, and yet know that there is something missing in your life, or someone who is not a follower of Jesus Christ, yet want to know more about God and why Christians are willing to live and die for their faith, there is a valid and eternal reason, and it's worth the effort to discover. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Linda and I live a pretty hectic life, and when we get away, we want to have a place that provides solitude and quiet. Well, we found that place, Cottage by the Sea, over in Smith River. Imagine a weekend away from all the concerns of your everyday life. Sunrise, sunsets, walk on a beach that is never crowded. Privacy, quiet, and solitude. Cottage has full kitchen, hot tub, ocean views, and it's only a short drive to Brookings, Oregon if you want to go over there to the shops. Call Lori at 541-469-3414. That's Cottage by the Sea.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Right, I have no idea what that song is, but it sounds cool.
It's Elvis Costello.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Welcome back to the Being Found Show, where Jared is the boss, and he tells us what to do, and he's this booming voice in my ear who just said, I move around a lot, and I'm screwing up my sound in my mic. So I'm going to fix that. Chauncey, you can yell at me if I'm doing it wrong.
Good.
Again, like Jared does. So, you are listening to Being Found Show. You can check us out at beingfound.com. Our shows are there. We break them up into segments, and we transcribe them So you don't have to listen to our voices. You can just read, or you can listen any way you want. We want it there for you. We were talking about the ABCs, available, being found, and cultivating, Chauncey. And we're talking about what this new year looks like and all that kind of stuff. And I came across an article in Think with Google. Let's see. They did this article on the 6th. And essentially what Google did was they looked back at the auto industry. And remember, Google sees...
all.
Just all. They literally do. As a matter of fact, one of the things I found out is Google has Google Assistant in 400 million devices across, I think, America, which really means that every phone they have has Google Assistant, but I guess there's other devices. And so that's listening, or that's something you're interacting with. So Google's even learning about you there, too. But so, yeah, they see all. And so Google looked back in the auto industry to help make sense of what's going on for auto dealers. And what they noticed, just to kind of summarize, one of the things they noticed is they see a trend where there's disruption and problems coming for the auto industry. And they're talking about things like Tesla and things like that. But they also noticed that consumers interact with auto dealers' brands online more than at the dealership. Now, I think auto dealers are doing a better job than most at this. You know, they're making sure their cars are online and things like that. But I wanted to go into what Google does is they actually break down some really fascinating points, and it really does relate to the ABCs. It supports the ABCs, but I think also it defines what should be happening in the ABCs. And let me give you an example. So one of the things is Google found that 95% of vehicle buyers use digital as a source of information. Now, I don't think that's surprising.
Oh, yeah. I think as soon as the ticket goes up, I bet you that percentage goes up. Don't get me wrong. Even on low ticket items, I bet you it's at least 50% already. But yeah. As that ticket goes up, I bet you the percentage drastically goes up as well.
Right. And so then take the next thought. Remember, if we're talking about the ABCs, so one would be available. So that's, you've got a website. You've got your let's just talk about this from the auto industry's perspective. You've got your cars on your website. You're in Google My Business. You know, you're letting reviews happen, or not like you can control that, but there are reviews happening. You know, you're there. You're available. So what's next? Well, interestingly enough, what Google calls what's next is they call it micro moments or moments. And that's the being found part. So for instance, Google actually knows what those moments are. And here's what I mean by a moment. Which car is best for me? That's a question that people are asking online. That's what they're asking their dads, their moms, their friends, their wives. You know, but they're also asking online, which car is best for me?
And to help people understand what they mean by that micro moment, think about the moment into your life or in the buying process, but just think about your life, the moment in your life where you ask yourself, what car is best for me? You don't ask mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. while at the dealership. You ask that yeah. after you sat down with your wife and said, maybe we should buy a new car. You're at the inception of the idea there.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because this is moments in the buying process. Now, if you're in sales or marketing or if you've been in business long enough, you've heard of something called the funnel, which is this rigid idea that a marketing department sets up to say, here's the funnel that we shove our customer through and here's the steps they're going to go through. I'm telling you right now, that funnel's gone. There still is a funnel, though. And that funnel is the customer's funnel. And that was perfect, Chauncey, because what's going on is there's a series of moments, there's a series of steps that are going to go into my brain before I purchase that car. And essentially what Google's saying is people are using the internet for those moments. And the reason I bring this up about being found is you can identify those moments and you can have created content. Or, you know, you could have created a blog post or you could have created a page about how someone figures out which car is best for them. Or you could have gone out to influencers, people who do YouTube or Facebook personalities, and you could do an interview with them about how someone picks which car is best for them. So the point is, what are you doing to be found? What content are you creating to be found when someone's looking for which car is best? Would you add anything to that?
No, that's exactly the idea, because if you can plant a seed at the inception, so what people are probably having a hard time, businesses specifically, are having a hard time with this funnel thing is because the funnel has always been there and everybody can visually understand it. But a lot of business owners aren't nearly as techy as their customers. So what they're not realizing is that, imagine that I'm, and yes, I'm a grown man, and imagine that I'm playing a video game on my phone. I am waiting at the doctor's office playing a video game. I pause it. I go into the doctor's. I come out. I go to my next appointment. I play it. I come out. I go in, and then I come back and I play it. This is the way the buying process is working for people. Mm-hmm. So the buying process is intermittent throughout people's lives, where before it was a little more like, okay, we're going to do this, and now let's do it. It's now they're going in, they're coming back, they're going in, they're starting over. And that's why it's referred to as moments instead of a funnel, because they can enter these moments at any point. They can go back, and that's why it's the customer's funnel and not the business's. I'm not sure if I explained that very well.
No, I'm going to steal the way you explained it. That was great. Okay, so let's talk about another moment then that Google identifies. And I'm actually going to read their description here because I think it's done really well. The "can I afford it" moment.
That tends to be my first moment.
Yeah. So, again, this is about being found, right? This is, are you being found when your customer is trying to find out if they can afford it? Now, you know, if you're a business, you're thinking, well, I got my price there. They can just figure it out themselves. Well, but what are you doing to identify what it costs if they don't do this? What are you doing to compare prices for them? What are you doing to increase the value so that they think to themselves they can't not afford it?
What are you doing to provide alternatives if they can't afford it?
That's right. Yeah. How? Because, again, they're going to make this decision. They're going to get the answer to, can I afford it? So are you being found for that? Are they going to leave you and go get that answer from someone else? I think that would be my biggest point that I ever want to make with this is, don't let them leave you. Like you said, you go in and out of the doctor to play a video game, then you go somewhere else, and then you're playing it all day while you're at work, and then
did you just admit something you shouldn't have do?
I'm going to make my decision. So as a business, well, think about those things and make sure that on your website or in your digital presence that you're helping with that question, can I afford it? Now I want to read this. So here's how Google's translating it. So they may, this customer may not be typing in, can I afford it, but here's what they're doing. When shoppers want to know if they can afford it, they search for things like Audi Q5 quote or Toyota RAV4 lease price, right? They're looking for ways to get pricing so that they can figure out if they can afford it. And as Google says, as a dealer, it's critical to present in these moments since they're lower in the conversion funnel. In other words, once someone's starting to ask about price, they're a little closer to buying. So now how tragic would it be if you're not being found for the price questions? And let me just make this simpler. Do you even have your product prices online? That's why Project Hometown is such a mission and a passion of mine. And why it the idea here is to make it so customers can shop the way they want to, and you can offer your products the way customers want to buy. I see that businesses still think of their website as a brochure, and somehow they're going to say such fantastical things that a customer is going to read about, you know, why they started their business what their hobbies are.
You do have to have that stuff on there, but yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah.
It's kind of this outdated concept. It's this outdated concept, though, from like the early 2000s of marketing, that if I don't have my product up there, they're going to call me, and then one of my awesome sales guys is going to convince them to buy. And that just doesn't work anymore. That doesn't exist anymore. And if you're working from that attitude of, if I don't have my prices, they're going to contact me and then we can swindle this purchase, you're making a big mistake.
Yeah, you're losing the 53% of the millennials who are going to shop from their bed alone. Okay, so we've come up against the end of this segment. We are going to be right back, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Being Found Show.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. I'm excited to announce a new radio show I will be hosting live right here on KCNR 1460 beginning in January. Join me Wednesdays at 9 a.m. as I host Generations with Sharon Clark. Having been a part of the senior care industry since 2004, I want to share my knowledge and experience on this topic and others relating to healthy aging. I will discuss local resources and chat with guests to inform and educate you. So join me live at 9 a.m. starting in January as I host Generations with Sharon Clark right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You're listening to the Being Found Show. Check us out at beingfound.com. Check us out on Facebook. We're trying to be available everywhere you need us to be found. We're trying to follow our own advice. Right, Chauncey?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
What?
Whatever.
Nope. It's true. It is true.
Okay, so I want to close up the last little topic we were talking about. I want to talk about a couple more points, but let's finish the price one because I think you nailed it right at the end of that segment, Chauncey. We do still kind of think of a website as a gateway for someone to contact our sales team so our sales team can masterfully sell them a product. But the truth is, and just please hear me on this, you know, take a little note on a sticky pad, put it on your refrigerator. The truth is that the customer is weaving their way through their own buying journey. And they're transitioning, and they will contact you when they're ready. And so, and I think a statistic I went over earlier in the year, and I don't remember the exact number, but a vast majority of customers are willing to switch to another brand, even if they've been used to the other brand, if the new brand was helpful in the buying journey. And that was like 60, 80%, something like that. So essentially, your value is being helpful, and that doesn't go left unnoticed. So to hold back the price of your products means you're not helpful, which means you're in the 20%, not the 80%. So that one thing. So let's go to another moment. Where should I buy? Okay, so I've decided, can I afford an Audi? Well, where should I get an Audi? And the question is, are you being found for that? So if someone did research your types of products, let's say you have camper shells, and you have Lear camper shells, and they've researched them, and they want Lear camper shells. Well, they've just been looking in the product and the brand, but now they're going to go try to figure out where they can get those. So are you being found for Lear camper shells, right? But here's the big one that I think might be the lowest hanging fruit. Am I getting a good deal?
Okay.
See, don't you do that, Chauncey? Don't you? I may have made the decision to buy. All things considered, 10 years ago, it would have been a done deal because I'm ready to buy that TV or sign that thing or whatever it is. But now, once I've made the decision and I've talked to that salesperson, I'm ready to sign, I get to go back out to the internet and I get to ask the internet, is this a good deal? And if it's, and if I decide that it's not, I instantly buy somewhere else because there's a better deal. And that means whoever got me this far did all the hard work and then lost me in the last 2 seconds. So you got to ask yourself, business, are you being found when your customer goes back out to ask if they're getting a good deal? I think that one's totally overlooked. What would be examples of that last one, Chauncey? How might we, as a business, make sure that we're there when a customer goes back out to the internet to see if they're getting a good deal?
Well, the number one would be to make sure they're getting a good deal.
Right.
But, the number two probably would be to provide your own resources and comparisons, as far, because chances are when they search, they're going to say, am I getting a good deal? So let's say we're shopping for a TV at Chauncey's TV shop and we're buying a Samsung. Am I getting a good deal on a Samsung? Well, if we provide that resource with that word, or am I getting a good deal at Chauncey's TV shop? There's a lot of opportunity there to create good comparison content. And if somebody is offering a little bit better of a deal, you can explain as to why you're offering a better deal, or you can try to sweeten that deal with some extras, insurances and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, and also if you do have a sales team, if you're not purely an e-commerce play and there's customer service or sales team or people, you also can have, like you said, created that content or blog post comparisons, etc. Well, in the sales process, you can provide those things to your customer. So you might say to your customer, I'm sure you're wondering if you're getting a good deal, because they are wondering if they're getting a good deal. And there's nothing wrong with covering that objection early on. So you can say, I'm sure you're wondering if you get a good deal. Our company has created this price comparison. Feel free to look at it. Would you like me to email it to you? Do you want to look at it online right now? And then what that will allow you to do is talk about any of those comparison places where you might fall a little short. For instance, maybe you charge shipping, but Amazon doesn't. Maybe your service is a little more expensive, and now you can go, well, here's why. Because we do this or we do that, or guess what? You're never, ever going to have to worry about returning that thing. You can return anytime you want. For instance, I buy cool knives, and sometimes I'll look at two different knives, and one will cost $100 and one will cost $10. And what's the difference? Well, the $100 one, I can return it for the rest of my life no matter what, and that feels good, so you buy it. There's those opportunities. So I think one is just cover it. Use your online collateral in the real world buying process. Introduce it to the buying process. Don't just let the customer find it.
Yeah, I agree. And make sure, you know, if you do have a sales guy and you're talking to them, make sure that they know, like, hey, you're getting a great deal here, and if you feel that you found a better deal someplace else, you know, contact me back. We're going to make this good for you, you know.
There's price guarantees you can do. The point is about these moments. And by the way, we transcribe the show and we link to all these assets, so you'll actually be able to get this document and these articles if you go to beingfound.com. But the point is that your customers are going through their own funnel, and there are decisions they're making, and there are a series of questions. I think that if I circle back around, the questions that are being asked here in the automotive industry are really the questions that we're all asking. Which car's best? Which one's the right for me? Can I afford it? Where do I get it? Am I getting a good deal? Those are a series of questions that we're all asking no matter what it is. So ask yourself, are you available in the right places so people can find you and find this information? And two, when we talk about being found, we mean not just being found because you sell a certain type of thing, but being found in these moments. That's the key.
I think the big takeaway here that is maybe the mind-blowing takeaway to people is all of those questions that you just said, can I afford it? Do I need it? What's the best one? People automatically, especially business owners, automatically think that somebody has sat down and they've asked themselves all those questions. Realize those questions can be years apart. They can be days apart. They can be minutes apart, and they can be hours apart. You know,
seconds. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really not an all at once thing. And so try to wrap your brain around the fact, this intermittent idea. Surely you have families, you have relationships. You realize that, hey, I'm at work. My kid's sick. I drop work. I go pick up my kid. I come back to work. You know, people live very intermittent lives. And these questions are not happening back-to-back. They are happening sporadically throughout their existence.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I want to just one quick little thing that in this report that I've been going over from Think with Google, Google gives a guideline of what your digital marketing budget should be. I think this is interesting because if anybody knows, it's Google. But I don't know that we all think about breaking our marketing budget into brick-and-mortar real media stuff versus digital media type stuff. And Google, based on this report for the automotive industry, says that they should be somewhere between 45 and 75% of their overall marketing budget should be for digital. Mm. And I don't disagree with that number. I think, just from what I've seen, if every company put half of their budget towards digital and half towards regular media, I don't think it would hurt them.
You know? Yeah, I was trying to think of an industry where that wouldn't apply.
Yeah.
I can't think of one.
I can't think of one either. Now, I'm not advocating just flat out doing that.
Maybe babysitter. I'm not going to look for a babysitter online. You know, yeah. There's little things like that, maybe.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not advocating you just cut it in half, you know, do some research. But, yeah, like Chauncey said, I can't think of one.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's Think with Google's report. I hope it helps with when we're talking about the ABCs and we're talking about the B being found. We're talking about being found in these points. Okay, so you have been listening to the Being Found Show every week. We come on air and we're trying to make sense of the internet for you, because ultimately, if you're not being found, who is? We hope this is helpful. Like I said, you can go to beingfound.com. You can also contact Chauncey or I. If you went to beingfound.com, I think you can get a hold of us. I think Andrea, I think we've got all that stuff on there. If not, Andrea will make sure it's on there. And we'll answer your questions. You know, you can call us anytime. We're not going to try to sell you anything. You're just curious how the internet works, what's going on. You want us to talk about something on the show, you know, we'd be happy to. We spend all week figuring out what topics matter and what makes sense. And, you know, we try to keep notes and what we talk to our clients about. And, you know, we'd love to help. Unless Chauncey, you're going to be a grouch and, like, tell everyone you won't help them.
No. My business model is to give it away for free.
Yeah. And you're doing great at that.
I know.
Yeah.
My wife is just all, I love how you give it all away for free. You know, maybe you could charge a little more.
Yeah. We'd like to get out of the cardboard box.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Well, you've been listening to the Being Found show. I really appreciate you listening. I hope this helps. You know, go out there, make 2018 the best year ever, and do that with the ABCs. Be available, be found, and cultivate the things that work. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Forecasters predict strong winds and record-breaking cold air will be sweeping the East Coast from the Mid-Atlantic to New England. Mount Washington Observatory senior forecaster Mike Carman says there were a lot of cold winds at that high elevation in Vermont this morning.
We were here for the cold this morning, and we actually got down to a minimum of minus 38. That was where we actually ended up bottoming out with winds at about 90 to 100, a little over 100 miles per hour at times.
Meanwhile, this Brooklyn man said he decided to wear his garbage bags over his fancy black velvet Hugo Boss shoes on his way to work.
The best way, I think, is just to keep your toes warm. Make sure you don't get any water in. When the snow melts on your shoes, that's not a good situation.
Hurricane-force winds blowing in from offshore helped to raise tide levels in Massachusetts. Governor Charlie Baker.
I think what surprised all of us was the fact that it was all the way up the coast, and in many cases it was the highest tide they ever had, or certainly the highest tide they'd had since the blizzard of 78.
And those frigid temperatures, some that could feel as cold as minus 30 degrees, moved across the East Coast on Friday and are expected to continue throughout the weekend. The White House chief economic advisor expects Congress to take action soon on new banking regulations. More on that from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Gary Cohn says a bipartisan bill would exempt dozens of banks from financial rules imposed after the 2008 financial collapse. He tells Bloomberg News he hopes the bill will be passed during the first quarter of the year. The bank deregulation bill would exempt small and mid-sized banks from the most stringent parts of the Dodd-Frank banking rules and would scale back federal oversight of the financial system. The bill does not impose new restrictions on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. This has gained the support of many House and Senate Democrats, but has angered many House conservatives.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. More details at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Just because it's cold outside, it doesn't mean you need to stop grilling, not if you've got the right grill, and that would be a Solaire infrared grill. Solaire infrared grills perform equally well in the cold of winter as in the heat of summer. Just like you feel warm from the sun when you step out of the shadows, the Solaire infrared burners heat your food directly, not the air around the food like conventional grills do. The intense heat also results in the juiciest food you will ever taste from a grill, gas, charcoal, or otherwise. To get the great taste, it's all about the heat. And Solaire infrared from besthotgrill.com gets hotter than anything you've ever experienced. Try it yourself with the Solaire demo program. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
Cancer deaths are decreasing in the U.S. Dr. Charles Schneiderman tells us more about this good news from the American Cancer Society.
Although cancer is still the third most common cause of death in the U.S., overall cancer deaths decreased over 1% during the past year. The decrease is primarily due to a fall in lung cancer deaths in both men and women, which has been dramatic over the past two decades and is attributed to the decrease in tobacco smoking in the U.S. Cancer survival is increasing, and that is related to better screening and treatment. This is Dr. Charles Snyder reporting from Washington.
President Trump wants people to know he is really smart and even a very stable genius, in his own words. He's using a series of tweets to defend his mental fitness and boast about his intelligence. That's after a new book portrayed him as a leader who doesn't understand the weight of the White House. The president had none of it. He said critics are, in his words, taking out the old Ronald Reagan playbook and criticizing his mental stability and intelligence. More details at townhall.com. The number of jobless people in Germany fell by 183,000 in December compared with a year earlier, and the country finished the year with a record 44.3 million people working.
According to Germany's National Jobs Agency, the unemployment rate remained unchanged from the month before at 5.3%. Nearly 2.4 million people were unemployed. Their number rose by 17,000 in December over the month before, but that was less than the usual winter increase. Germany has seen its unemployment rate fall amid strong exports and rising domestic demand for goods.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Federal authorities are imposing the maximum allowable fines on a film company in the onset death of a stuntman working for The Walking Dead. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration issued what it calls a serious citation to Stalwart Films and proposed penalties totaling close to $13,000 for failing to protect employees from fall hazards. More details at townhall.com.
This is an encore broadcast of Radio Wasteland.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I am your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is your other host, Sean.
Hello.
How are you doing this week, Sean?
Not bad. We had that eclipse there.
Yeah, that was exciting. It was very apocalyptic out there.
Yeah, well, you know, a few weeks ago, that astrologer told us that the eclipse would be accompanied by some kind of ground-shaking political event.
Right.
And now this... Right as I speak, President Trump is delivering an address about Afghanistan or something. So presumably he'll say something crazy, and if he acts on it, well,
right.
We might have to entertain the possibility that our lives are determined solely by the relative positions of the planets and the stars.
Yeah, I don't know. A whole statement from Trump, that's like 120 tweets.
Unprecedented.
That's like 120 tweets, man. I can't read all that. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to checking that out when I get home. I am curious as to what he has to say.
There.
You know,
yeah.
I know a lot of people
I suspect it's the whole deal. You know, Afghanistan, it's a pretty unwinnable war, but, you know, every president has got to try and win it. It's like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, you know, points for trying.
Right, yeah, totally. You know,
that may have been a controversial thing to say. But
you know, our listeners, I'm sure, noticed that we have a lot of little subtle digs towards Trump, but, you know, he's so funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can say that I should point out Trump did something that I think both sides of this battle can rally behind.
Sure.
And that is, he declared the opioid addiction problem a national emergency, which will allow more money to go towards it because there's a lot of people taking pills.
Yeah. Well, between that and his health care plan not passing, I mean, we're really doing a lot for... Okay, that was mean.
I was trying to avoid the subtle digs. What is that, man?
That wasn't even a subtle dig.
All right. So, I've had a, I found out this morning that my neighbor, who's 46, had a massive heart attack.
Oh, geez.
At 46, due to weight and stress, which I have both of, and smoke. So now I'm terrified that I only have 5 years left.
Oh, dang. Well... I honestly, I don't know what kind of condolences you give in that situation. I'm sure you've got more than 5 years.
That's your condolences?
That's what I've got. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks. Maybe I hope
that helps.
I don't know. So tonight's guest is a psychic lawyer. Maybe he can tell me if I have 5 years or not, you know?
Yeah, well, we're going to talk to him, and it's like, I'm sorry, man, odds aren't good here.
Yeah, totally.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah, you might
want
to finish up the show early, because you're not going to make it.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, when I heard that, I swear to God, I just went like, oh God. it's going to be me, you know, because I think at the root, I think my stress is my overall problem. You know, last time I went to the doctor, my blood pressure was so high, they had to wait and take it again as I was leaving. And it was high because of my stress levels.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly the expert on explaining people how to manage stress.
Well, you don't seem very stressed.
Well, no, I don't. Like, I project this chill exterior, but I'm actually, you know, within it, it's just chaos.
It's
you
just
know,
total chaos.
People throwing things off of shelves and running around screaming.
Yeah, yeah. I could tell that you were lying when you used the term chill exterior. It's like, that's not real.
Yeah,
you
well,
made that up.
Exactly.
Right. So I have been trying my mindful meditation and trying to chill.
Try to avoid any major responsibilities, you know, quit your job, fly to the Bahamas.
I wish.
Children.
But I did this one big mistake that a lot of our listeners are going to know about.
Uh-huh.
I made babies.
Right. Yeah, well, that's, I mean, my psychiatrist warned me, don't do that. You're not going to be able to handle it. Just don't.
You know, a lot of
babies.
People your age don't even want to make kids.
Well,
don't
I
even
don't.
Want kids.
Good grief.
You don't want kids?
No, I mean, imagine the... Well, you don't even have to imagine.
Yeah, no, I know. I know why. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah no. Both of my son does want to have kids, but both of my daughters don't.
Yeah.
And frankly, this might be a little graphic for radio, I don't know, but I assume that we don't have an all-ages listening audience, but I think...
Jared looking panicked.
I think my daughters have been permanently turned off of sex thanks to South Park and the internet.
Right.
You know, between the two, I think they probably have a terrified, unhealthy view of sex.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's sex and that's iffy, but yeah. Then there's children and, you know, that's just game
right.
over, man.
Right, but I mean, on the internet, like, normal sex is now a fetish. It's not even like something you find normally and then you go outside of. You find the other stuff normally and then you're just all, ooh, normal sex. And it's just all normal
a guy
couples.
And a girl, that's
yeah, totally,
gross.
Man. Yeah, totally. Where's the, at least some freaky facial piercing, something. Something exciting.
I am seriously worried about what Carl Bott is going to do to both of us.
I think we kept it pretty PG. Jared?
Oh, God. Okay.
Jared's sitting here egging us on, Carl. All right. No, he's not. All right. you're listening to Radio Wasteland, and tonight's guest, the psychic lawyer, Mark
yeah.
Anthony.
This guy's a big deal.
The guy is a big deal. Pretty exciting for us. So come on back and check us out, Radio Wasteland.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
I told you why I changed my mind. I go for
all right. Welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Mark Anthony. Mark, are you there with us?
I am. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming on the show. You know,
yeah, this is very exciting.
Yeah, and
Andrea, who books these whole things, was just very, very over the moon that you were coming on the show, actually, because she's read a couple of your books.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, she's gone a little nerd gaga, and it got infectious, and
yeah.
we're all like, oh my God, this guy's a big deal, man, because Andrea's just like...
Well, Andrea knows what's up.
She does know. You know, yeah, Andrea's much more tied in with the...
If she believes that something is popular, chances are it is, which a pair of shut-ins like us would never know about. So,
well, as great as she is, we're going to stop talking about her, and we're going to talk to Mark.
Yeah. Well, I told her I would.
Well, she's prettier than me, so we can talk about her.
Well, yeah, she's got me beat, too, but only barely.
There you go, Andrea. See, I arranged that.
All right. Mark, I got to say, you're... And every time that I have told somebody that you were going to be on the show, I said, my next guest is Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, and people would perk up, you know, what's up with being a psychic lawyer? How do you come about being that? I mean, how do you come about utilizing that as a, I mean, I understand you were born psychic probably and became a lawyer, but I mean, how do you end up utilizing that?
Well, you're correct. I was born into a family where this appears to be a genetic trait because both my parents had it, and it runs on both sides of the family for generations. And I was always drawn toward the spiritual. So what I was initially wanting to do with my life was to go into the clergy. I mean, I was seriously considering becoming a Catholic priest. But the problem I had with that is the you know, and with all due respect to the Catholic Church and to all my Catholic brethren, it's too restrictive. There's too many rules, too many regulations. You can only believe this way, can't believe that, can't believe that. And I started seeing that God, the universe, the afterlife is so much greater than any church or any book or any dogma. And I decided not to do that. And somehow or other, I felt drawn to the law. I traded one set of rules and regulations and restrictions for another, I guess. But I liked law because it puts you in everything. In other words, I've done so many head injury cases as a personal injury lawyer. That's what helped me understand the workings of the human brain, which are now helping me on my lecture tour where I'm explaining how spirit communication works and the nature of consciousness. It also helps you understand structuring physics and forensics and chemistry. I mean, so the law is really good for that. What I don't like about it is that truth and justice seem to get kicked off to the side in favor of who's got more power, who's got more money and more leverage. And so that's the downside of our legal system. Our notion of justice is lofty and idealistic. The actual practice of law, unfortunately, is another matter entirely.
Yeah, well, man is fallible, aren't they? You know, so we put men in the position of making these decisions. You know, the idea and the concept is good, but, you know, once you put people in those situations, money becomes a factor, power becomes a factor.
Always, and in everything. You know, and I like what Winston Churchill said about the jury system. He says it's inefficient, it is wasteful, it's incredibly expensive, and it's better than everything else humans have tried. So there's pluses and minuses to it. And yes, it is inefficient, and it is, you know, it's far from perfect. But, you know, people say, oh, our system is terrible. And it's like, yeah, would you really want to get arrested in North Korea and subjected to a legal system like that? Or in China, or in Iran, or Saudi Arabia, or even in a lot of the European countries. Let's say you get arrested in France in under what's known as the Code Napoleon, which is what most of continental Europe legal system was based on Napoleon's law, you are guilty until you yourself prove you're innocent. Whereas in the Anglo-American jurisprudence, you are innocent until proven guilty. And that's major. So what people need to understand is, yeah, the legal system, it's a disaster, but it's at least a disaster that somewhat works.
Well, I got to tell you, Mark, that it looks like Andrea was right. I haven't even given out the phone number, and we have a caller who has a question for you, and her name is Debbie. Debbie.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie.
Yes. I have a question for Mark Anthony.
Hi, Debbie.
Let's go for it.
Hi, Mark. I'd like to ask a question. I had a brother that died 10 years ago this December.
I'm sorry, can
you
tell me understand you.
How he died or what happened?
I can't understand her. I can't understand her. Can you speak more clearly and slower, please?
Sure. I have a brother that died 10 years ago this December. Can you tell me how and can you tell me anything about his death?
I wasn't informed we were doing readings on the show. They said,
yeah, Debbie, we're gonna have to let you go. We'll be sure to follow up the show with how you can get in touch with Mark and find out more.
Will do.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Sure, Debbie. And yeah, go to my website, evidenceofeternity.com, because that way...
I've actually had a reading from you last year, Mark.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I know how to get in touch with you. I'm just on your site right now, and I see that you're on the radio. So I went.
Well, thank you very much, Debbie, and we'll make sure that she gets the information to get in touch with you. Sorry to spring that on you. You know, I was just really kind of amazed that we didn't even put the phone number out there, and so we must have regulars listening to our station going like, whoa, we want to get answers. So. So I didn't mean to spring a reading on air to you, but maybe you can tell us a little bit. Do you do readings for people, or does this normally just tie
with your
work?
I do readings for people, both on the telephone and in person, and it explains how to sign up for those on my website, evidenceofeternity.com. And, and the point of the show tonight, as Andrea explained to me, and as you correctly explain, this is to be an interview where we talk about what I do in my work as opposed to a reading show.
Right.
And reading shows are nice, and I'm certainly open to coming back again and doing a show where we just take calls from listeners to do that. But, yes, I offer one-hour sessions with people, and I open up to higher frequencies. And what separates me from the vast majority of other mediums out there, I don't refer to the other side or as spirit, and I don't use the terminology that was coined in the Victorian era. I've updated it in my book, Evidence of Eternity, because I understand that this is based on science, this is based on quantum physics, and on human physiology. And certainly, God exists, the afterlife exists, and spirits exist. And there is a rational explanation for all of it. Perhaps our technology doesn't completely understand it yet, but that's okay. I mean, the idea of a microwave oven in the year 1950 was pretty far-fetched. And now can you think of anyone that doesn't have one?
Yeah.
So just because the technology isn't there doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
So you're definitely coming from an angle more of a scientific than mysticism.
Well, I believe in God. I believe in the afterlife. I pray. But I don't believe in the mythological, narcissistic God that he's a neurotic white guy sitting on a throne with a scepter smiting people because he's jealous and hung up and he didn't tithe 10%. And, you know, there's people who believe that, and they certainly have a right to, but that conception of God is based on a medieval mindset. And then, of course, in the Renaissance, all the beautiful paintings by Donatello and Raphael and Michelangelo, where they depict God as such. And so people tend to think of God in those terms as opposed to being an energy that binds and unites all of us. I mean, it's almost more like, and I don't mean this in a facetious or sarcastic way at all, it's more like George Lucas's version of the Force. And the reason that I say that is because everything at its most basic level, on a subatomic level, on a level smaller than electrons, protons, and neutrons, is quanta, electromagnetic energy, henceforth quantum physics. So if everything is energy, and as Einstein said, there is no matter, there's just energy that vibrates at different frequencies so that we can perceive it. So you and I are at a much lower and slower vibration, ergo we live in what we call the material world, and spirits, being pure energy, free of the burden of a body, vibrate at a higher frequency. So in a nutshell, think of our world as AM radio, and the other side is FM radio. And they're both energetic systems that exist parallel to each other and occasionally overlap.
Yeah, well, the Force comparison, you know, I realize that people are going to guffaw at the comparison to a blockbuster movie, but it really kind of makes a lot of sense, you know, understanding people's, you know, if God is omnipotent, you know, the most we could hope to understand is his glow, is his aura. There, you know, we couldn't hope to really get in there, so his influence is probably the most that we can hope to be a part of.
Well, the interesting thing, and I'm going to turn this into a lengthy explanation about George Lucas, but he did have a near-death experience. And I was just a speaker at the International Association of Near-Death Studies annual conference in Denver. Great group of people, great organization. It was an honor to speak there. And people that have near-death experiences, and I had one when I was about 3 years old, and both my parents actually had near-death experiences, two each, actually. And it changes you because it gives you this broader perspective. You realize that physical life is not the end. It also gives you a belief in reincarnation, that energy is neither created nor destroyed, only transferred. And so you can see where a lot of the things that George Lucas came up with the Force, the light and the dark and the Jedi and all of that, and certainly, you know, all the Indiana Jones stuff and that. So it's there is a inspirational basis for a lot of these great concepts and works of art, and for George Lucas, it revolves around his near-death experience.
All right. Well, we are coming up on our first commercial break here, Mark. So, everybody, stick around.
You're listening to Radio Wasteland.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The new year is upon us, and it provides us all opportunities for a new beginning. Whether you are a Christian who, for whatever reason, is not currently attending a church, and yet know that there is something missing in your life, or someone who is not a follower of Jesus Christ, yet want to know more about God and why Christians are willing to live and die for their faith, there is a valid and eternal reason, and it's worth the effort to discover. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, January 19th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest, Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer.
And your title, the psychic lawyer, I think brings up the number one question that people probably want to know, and that is, do your clients, as a lawyer, come to you because of your psychic abilities?
Well, what I need people to understand is that right now my law practice is on hold, probably permanently, because the demand for my services as a medium and as a public speaker and lecturer have gone off the scale. I'm on the road at least 20 weeks a year at venues throughout the country. So far this year, I've been to Los Angeles three times, I've been to Virginia at the Edgar Casey Center, Denver, Houston twice, and I'm getting ready to leave again for Arizona on a whole tour at the Unity of Arizona, September 12th, and then the Afterlife Symposium in Scottsdale on the 15th. And what I do now is I act as a legal analyst on shows, on high-profile cases, and I've become the go-to guy for the media when the legal system and the paranormal collide. Like in the Slenderman case, in fact, one of the defendants, one of the crazy girls that, you know, got enamored with a fictional online character, Slenderman, just copped a plea today. But there's also when people try to sue to get out of a lease because the house is haunted, or ghost hunter liability, or demonic possession as a defense to murder. So people come to me in cases like that, let alone the DNA and forensic evidence, such as in the cold blood murders, and also when there's an author in England who believes that based on DNA evidence he knows who Jack the Ripper, the identity of Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing now, which really a lot of fun. I mean, it's great being able to analyze these things. Like when Justice Scalia died, there was some speculation that it could have been murder and all this, but you know, he was a guy in pretty poor health, and you know, he had a heart attack and died. You know, but still, there's always the specter of foul play, especially in such a controversial figure.
So, are there a lot of cases that run hand in hand with the paranormal? And if so, are there any that you think are credible?
Well, there's actually it's quite a bit more now, and some of them are very, very practical. Ghost hunter liability. Okay, so you're running around in an insane asylum that's been abandoned for 30 years, and somebody falls down a rusty staircase, rips their leg open, and bashes their head.
Makes sense.
Okay, you know, whether or not a ghost pushed them or not, which is probably not the case, but someone's going to sue. Mm-hmm. And there's even insurance companies now which are issuing liability policies for paranormal investigators. So legal issues arise. You know, and at the risk of being facetious, remember that movie with Keanu Reeves and I can see him right now. The one that played Michael Corleone.
Andy Garcia?
Al Pacino. Oh. Yeah, Al Pacino, The Devil's Advocate.
Oh, I love that movie.
It was such a great movie, and Keanu Reeves goes, why the law? And he goes, because it puts us in everything.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, can you name one business, one industry, one food, one anything that doesn't have some type of legal regulation attached to it?
Oh, absolutely. I think it goes hand in hand with money, frankly.
Of course. Yeah. And now that there's this exploding interest, which is great, in the paranormal, with these paranormal shows and investigations. In fact, there's even debate that should mediums and psychics be regulated by law, you know, the way chiropractors and doctors and lawyers are. To an extent, they are in the United Kingdom. And Britain, the UK, has always been in the forefront of psychic research. You know, in fact, the British were the first first intelligence service in the 1930s to develop a psychic warfare division. So these are fascinating things that come up, and of course there's legal ramifications. So there's quite a bit of it, and because of my abilities as a medium and my years of experience in the courtroom as an attorney, that's why I've become the go-to guy for when the legal system and the paranormal collide.
That is really an interesting combination. So as a medium, you know, how does it work for you? We've had several mediums on here, you know, so are you, you know, reading people? Are you reading the past, the present, the future? Is it a past life regression? You know, the mediumship holds a lot of potential things in it.
Good question. To split it up into its most simplistic understanding, a psychic tunes into the energy of a person, place, or thing. and that's where they can, you know, do a scan on health issues or love life, career. And a medium tunes into the energy of a third party, which is a spirit. So if you want to find out about your love life and career, see a psychic. If you want to talk to dead people, see a medium. And then there are different types within that. Like there's different types of lawyers, there's different type of doctors. There's three types of mediums. There's a mental medium, which I am, where I open up to higher frequencies. Spirits come in, their frequency overlays with mine. They transmit information to me. I see things, hear things, feel things that they're transmitting, and I explain it to the recipient. Then there are trance mediums, like Edgar Cayce. You go into a trance, and they also call them channelers, and spirits speak through him. And then there are physical mediums, which I've yet to see one that's credible. I've observed a couple things. It's like, yeah, I didn't buy it, where supposedly ectoplasm is projected from the medium that forms an image of the person who is communicating. Then, of course, with psychics, you have people that focus on medical. There's people that, you know, say they're animal communicators. There's people that work on, you know, past, present, and future. So there's a whole field in the psychic realm, and there are some that overlap. Now, I focus on evidential mediumship, things that can be objectively proven. So if I do a reading for you, the things that are transmitted to me from spirits can be verified, as opposed to, oh, I'm talking to Charles Dickens. Okay, Charles Dickens died 150 years ago or something. Well, what could be verified there? Okay, you know, you can't verify things like that. And or
right. We already know what we're going to know about him.
Yeah. Oh, in your past life, you were Joan of Arc, and that's why you're afraid of lighters, because you think you're going to get burned at the stake, you know.
That got our producer laughing. That's funny.
Well, I mean, it's funny. I mean, I've seen, you know, because I'm a skeptic, too. You know, to me, a medium has to be credible and evidence-based. And I've seen some things that, oh, come on, you know.
Do you feel that there are a lot of people out there trying to dupe people with this?
There are. The history of mediumship is unfortunately racked with charlatanism. And, in fact, I was consulted as a legal analyst in the Rosa Marks case. That was in South Florida, I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago. And she and her family, they're of the gypsy subculture, and I'm not trashing gypsies because, you know, people are people. But this particular group of people were thieves and frauds. And Rosa Marks bilked over $30 million out of people in a deep state of grief, telling them that their loved ones' spirits were trapped in hell and only she could get them out. In fact, there was an author, a well-known author, Jude Devereaux, and her little boy had been killed in an accident. And I think she, like, sucked $3 or $4 million out of Jude Devereaux. Now, and this is for all the benefit of the listeners. Mediums, yes, psychics and mediums charge for their time. And you know, people say, well, you should just do it for free. It's like, well, yeah, do you live under a bridge?
Yeah, people should just give me food and rent for free then.
Yeah,
too,
just
right?
Give me food and rent, gasoline and a car and insurance and health care and everything else for free, and sure, I'll do it for free, you know. But a legitimate psychic or a medium, you know, will say, this is what we do. All right, you come to us, you do a reading, and it says clearly on my website, and it does on all the legitimate mediums that I know, that you should wait at least 6 months after the death of a loved one. Not because the spirit can't communicate, but because your emotions need to stabilize before you get anything of use out of the reading. In other words, if you're hysterical crying during the entire session, what are you going to get out of it? And then a lot of people want to know, well, can I get another reading? Well, you have to wait at least 6 months. A charlatan will tell you, oh, your son's spirit is trapped in hell, you know, and then rope you into coming 3-4 times a week, $500-$600 a pop, because they got to work on getting them out of hell or whatever nonsense that they're, you know, feeding you.
Probably mainly because their rent is due. All right, we're coming up on our last commercial break. You're listening to Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, on Radio Wasteland.
Cumberland, Kentucky. Cool autumn evening. Billy lay in love with Mary Ann.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you could use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Everyone's looking for more out of life. But what exactly does more mean, and how and where do we find it? At Shasta College, more is whatever you want it to be. More degree and career options in virtually any field imaginable, from business and technology to healthcare, liberal arts, and beyond. More opportunities. The evolving economy requires well-trained, tech-savvy employees, and salaries are growing as fast as demand. Finally, there's more support. Shasta College is more than just a community college. It's a living, breathing academic community where every student has the chance to connect, be inspired, and achieve their career and life goals. A new semester starts soon at Shasta College, and there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu to browse classes, apply, and register before classes start filling up. There's more for you at Shasta this semester. Come see what we're all about. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest, Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer. You know, when you were, I assume that you had an active practice at one point. When you were actively a lawyer, did you utilize your psychic abilities? Were you,
oh, absolutely.
Were you a cheater? That's what I want to know. Were you a cheater lawyer?
How? All right, well, I know people ask me stuff like that, but how is it cheating?
Oh, I'm kidding. I don't think you it's know, cheating well, at all. My dad was a lawyer, and I think my dad's intuition is what made him such a good lawyer.
Exactly. And talk to any Marine, any soldier, any special forces, any first responder, and ask him or her if relying on your intuition, your gut, saves your life.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're all going to say absolutely, because there are some things that you just instinctively know. Now, what do you mean that you instinctively know if you walk into a situation you've never been in and this information is coming from somewhere? And what it comes down to is we all have a skill set. Some people are better at other things than you know. It's like Michael Phelps is better at swimming. You know, Stephen Hawking's better at math. You know, I'm better at psychic and mediumistic intuition. So, you know, because I know some people in the courtroom, they're just so vicious, they would slit your throat and drink your blood if it would help them win the case. I mean, you know, metaphorically speaking.
That might have been my dad.
Yeah, and there are people that do that. And, you know, I use my ability to gain insights. It certainly doesn't make you invulnerable. Nothing does. But it does and can give you an advantage at times. Just because you know somebody, like, we're in a court of law, it's not as if people don't lie there constantly.
Right. You can't be all, Your Honor, I know they're lying.
Yeah.
Right.
His grandmother said she didn't like him when she was here, and she still thinks he's a dirtbag. You know,
right.
he can't do that. But I have freaked some people out by asking questions like, how would you know that?
So
but,
I guess I have a good question about this then, because the assumption that I'm taking from what you're saying is that maybe some people, I'm assuming there are varying levels of being psychic and a medium,
yes.
And that some people maybe don't know that they're psychic or medium. Is that a possibility that...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we see this, I see this a lot of times with children that, that their parents think that they're hallucinating and all that. Now, certainly, there is a big difference between being schizophrenic and being a medium. But in earlier decades or decades past, people who had psychic and mediumistic abilities who could foresee the future or who would see spirits or hear voices, they were not always schizophrenic. Sometimes they were mediums, but the standard diagnosis was schizophrenia, and the treatment for that was electroshock therapy, whether you wanted it or not. And the dosage that they used to give in years past would essentially damage your brain to where you would not behave like that. It's like lobotomies, you know. I mean, no physician of the right mind these days would issue an order to lobotomize somebody. But at one time, that was accepted medical practice. So there are people who have these abilities. They don't understand them, and it causes them fear.
So, like growing up as you were learning this and then being Catholic, I was actually raised Catholic too. I'm finding out we have a lot in common. But through your life, have you had a lot of conflict? I know a lot of Christians find this mediumship and psychic stuff to potentially be that of the devil and stuff like that. Have you found that there's a lot of conflict in your life growing up with these two things?
No, because my parents, even though my mother was a very devout Catholic, she and the Italian side of my family, which was my mother's side, looked at it as a gift from God. And they called it the gift of second sight. And if you look at lives of the popular saints, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Clair of Assisi, St. Anthony, Bernadette of Lourdes, I mean, you can go on and on, St. Teresa of Avila, they all exhibited what we now know to be psychic and mediumistic abilities. And what I always found fascinating was Nostradamus. He was not technically a member of the clergy, but he was the court physician to Henry II of France and his wife, Catherine de' Medici. And he was accepted and honored by the Catholic Church, even though he would get these visions and foretell the future. It's just that Nostradamus knew how to play it really well. Or somebody like St. Clair of Assisi, who was a nun and was able to see things in real time that were happening across the village or, a village away. We now know that she was a remote viewer, which the CIA and the Russians and the French and the North Koreans and the Chinese, have been using remote viewers and intelligence services for years. In fact, 800 years after she died, St. Clair was designated as the patron saint of television. So you can't tell me the Vatican doesn't know about these things. And, of course, then there's always the people who proclaim to be Christians, but they're really the ones who wanted to stone the adulteress, okay?
Right.
And the sad thing about Christians is a lot of them do not practice Christianity. They are so quick to judge, to cast the first stone, to condemn, to do everything Jesus said not to do. But because they said the magic words, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, there is a false belief that gives them a free pass to judge, trash, look down upon, and treat other people horribly. And that's not being a Christian. That's being a religious fanatic.
And most of them don't even have a confession. like us Catholics from growing up. You know, we were able to confess, but most of them, you know, you got to do the right thing. There's
well,
no clearing that up.
You know, well, think about confession. That's sort of an early form of psychotherapy.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with that. Yeah.
But the problem is, okay, so when you get around the Borgia popes, late 1400s, early 1500s, and then certainly Julius II, it wasn't a Borgia, but, you know, every bit is evil, you start selling indulgences. So you can get to heaven for this amount of money, and you can get forgiveness of sins for this amount of money. Well, being medieval Italy and contract murder not being an unusual thing in right. in Italy, a lot of times you could get forgiven for the sins before you ever committed them. And so
seems
that's
convenient.
What prompted, you know, the Protestant Revolution, if you will, in Germany, because Martin Luther was looking at this going, this is rotten to the core, and this too is not Christianity. So something, you know, what do they say? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Confession and indulgences on its face may appear to be good and nice, but the reality is it became corrupt.
Well, I got to tell you, Mark, I have found this conversation to be very enlightening, so I really kind of hate to say that we're coming up on the end. And I want to make sure that our audience, both on the radio and online, know how to get in touch with you. So can you tell us a little how people can find out more about you?
Sure. To find out about my tour schedule, how to set up a reading on the phone or in person, it's the name is my last book, evidenceofeternity.com. And you also can find out about my books, watch videos of TV and interviews and lectures that I've given. And so anyone who wants to know more about all of that, go to evidenceofeternity.com. And please follow me, once you go to my website, follow me on social media, on YouTube, on MySpace, LinkedIn, Twitter. You can do all of that from my website, evidenceofeternity.com.
All right, Mark. Well, thank you very much for being on our show. You've been listening to Radio Wasteland with our guest, the psychic lawyer, Mark Anthony.
Man-made law, I know that.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A weather observatory says the highest peak in the northeastern part of the country is tied for the second coldest location on Earth. The Mount Washington Observatory says on its Facebook page that the temperatures got down to 38 degrees below zero before you factor in wind chill.
The coldest wind chill we were able to calculate this morning was about 97 degrees below zero. So quite a chilly morning.
That's Mount Washington Observatory.